Hello everyone, welcome to Art and Chocolate Podcast. If you are seeking some art help, art tips and tricks on how to get started with your own online art business, how to get started with your own art and seeking for art tips and tricks, then this podcast is exactly for you because I'm going to covering in each and every episode talking about the art related important stuff, helping you along your art journey. And I'm your host, Parshvika. We're going to cover each important related topics in each episode of the Art and Chocolate Podcast. So let's get started with today's episode. Hey guys, welcome back to Parshvika. We're going to be talking about recently I get an approval for Creative Fabrica show. What's my experience? What exactly I did? I'm also going to talk about the portfolio if you're looking for getting an approval on Creative Fabrica. This is the latest updated. We have two products for Creative Fabrica. One is the Creative Fabrica shop workbook planner that we're going to help you plan for your shop, getting the shop approval, selling on Creative Fabrica. That actually helped me to make thousands of dollars selling on Creative Fabrica. It's a PDF download. The link is in description box below. The second product I have for you is the Creative Fabrica beginner's kit that contains the step-by-step tutorials on how to get started with Creative Fabrica, setting up the portfolio, getting an approval, uploading the products, promotion. A lot more is there. All the step-by-step tutorials are there, video tutorials. The link of this beginner kit is also in description box below. Both links are in description box below. Let's dive in. Now, I've been selling from Creative Fabrica from the past 3 years. I think I've been started my Creative Fabrica shop back in May or June of 2020. And then I opened up the second shop. Now, recently, I was looking forward to opening up the third shop. And the need for the third shop is for selling the AI art with the coming technology of the AI art. And I was really excited about the AI art. So I was thinking about why not sell the AI art on the Creative Fabrica, because you can do it by using the Creative Fabrica Spark feature. Obviously, it's a paid subscription. I think it's costing you $9 a month, and in which you are getting a lot of the cool resources, tools and all that stuff is there. I think I've already made a video talking about the Creative Fabrica Spark tools. I'm going to leave that video in the comment section above. If you haven't checked it so far, make sure you do check it out. It's an AI tool to create the art. And since I've been quite fascinated with the AI art technologies, I was thinking of selling on the Creative Fabrica as a designer selling the AI art. So what I did, I actually saw the last email. I think I made a video talking about as being a designer, you can sell AI art on Creative Fabrica as well. They are having a new option to sell that. So I already have two shops and I don't want to mess with those two shops because I have a particular kind of a product style selling on those two shops. So I wanted to open up a new shop. So for that, I need to set up the portfolio because you need to have a different kind of the portfolio for looking for another shop. So I actually go on a Zazzle and made a very brand new shop from a brand new account. And that shop was completely catering to the AI art. I use the Canva AI to text art feature, text to image feature for creating the AI art. And I also use the Creative Fabrica Spark AI art feature to create these art. And then I was uploading on this particular new shop that I made on the Zazzle, completely catering to the AI art. And I think I uploaded around 100 to 150 products on that, 100 to 150 designs, not products. 100 to 150 designs I uploaded in that shop, and then I applied for shop approval on Creative Fabrica. After getting an approval and submitting the application on Creative Fabrica, you need to mention why you want to open up a shop on Creative Fabrica, right? So in that section, you can mention that you're looking forward to sell the AI art on the Creative Fabrica. That's why you want to join the Creative Fabrica designer community. You could literally mention that, and exactly the same thing I did. I mentioned that. And I think in a week or so, I get a reply from the Creative Fabrica stating I can open up a shop on Creative Fabrica. They love my designs on the Zazzle and they are actually approving my shop approval. And now I can open up and sell on Creative Fabrica. So this was the experience, and I get the approval, I think 2 or 3 days back only. It's quite recent in April itself. Okay, so I've just uploaded 1 or 2 products after getting that approval. And that's the experience of shop approval on Creative Fabrica. Now let's talk about the designs, what kind of niches that I was targeting for my portfolio on Zazzle to get an approval on Creative Fabrica. Now I've been actually focusing on the niches which I'm not at all targeting in any of my Zazzle shop, in any of my Creative Fabrica shop. I was targeting the space niche, then I was targeting the universe niche, galaxy niche, alien niche. I was also targeting the vehicle niche, like the mixing the garden with the floral. I was also targeting the nature, the landscapes, the ocean niches. These are the niches that I've been targeting portfolio, and I generated the entire art using the AI art. I used the Canva text to image feature. A tool I used was the Creative Fabrica Spark. And then I uploaded on the Zazzle as a new shop owner selling the AI art. I applied for the shop approval. With that being said, let's move over to some tips if you are looking forward to getting an approval on Creative Fabrica. Now, I know that some of the people get a lot of the rejections and have been getting a lot of the comments from you guys. So I want to give you one big suggestion over here. That's my number one tip, is to focus on getting the shop approval for uploading AI art on the Creative Fabrica. Even if your intention is not to upload AI art on the Creative Fabrica, still this is the number one fastest way at the time, fastest way and quick way and simple and easy way to get an approval on Creative Fabrica. Because right now the Creative Fabrica Spark tool is not that new. I know that it launched in the October and November of 2022, but they are accepting the designers who are ready to upload the AI art on their platform. So as being this new opportunity and being a new seller, you can take an advantage of this particular stream and you can apply for shop approval. Not just you can upload an AI art by getting a shop approval, you can upload the graphics, the fonts and all, or a lot of the different stuffs on Creative Fabrica. Okay, you're not just limited to AI art, but in this way you can get an easy approval on Creative Fabrica. The second tip I have for you is create a portfolio that is clearly mentioning about what exactly you have in that portfolio. I created the free portfolio on the Zazzle. You can create on Redbubble, TeePublic, Zazzle, Instagram, or your own website, anywhere in the online space. Okay, having a design elements from somewhere between 100 to 200, and those design elements needs to be correlated to each other, like focusing on two or three different niches only. Okay, don't just randomly upload anything. Kind of like a cohesive portfolio. The third tip I have for you is to be really looking forward to sell the AI art on the Creative Fabrica, and you're looking forward to get an approval for that. Make sure you use the AI tool. You can use a Canva AI tool, Creative Fabrica Spark AI tool, or any other AI tool, and use the creative, innovative prompts, texts and phrases so that you can create an innovative art that you can upload on your portfolio. A bit more branded in terms of having a profile picture, a banner, a bio about you, about what exactly you are uploading or selling on that particular portfolio. If you're selling, if you're using a portfolio from your print on demand websites or print on demand stores, and also mention the same email address which you're actually using to applying for getting a shop approval on Creative Fabrica, so that they can literally check you that you are the only person who's looking forward to get an approval. So that's the thing, you could literally do it. Another tip I have for you is, if you are not looking forward to selling an AI art and you want to sell the normal art that you're creating, or you want to sell the creator KDP interiors, whatever it is, just add a new flavor to it. I would recommend you to go with the designs or niches that are trending right now. Now, I know that if you are an artist, it's not always possible to go with the trending niches, or you don't want to go with them. I totally get it. But still try to mix the concept that is still vintage, still old traditional, but still it's kind of like incorporating a recent trend or recent art style. Like you can go with the retro. Retro is getting very, very popular right now. You can go with the pastels. You can go with the minimal kind of the art style. You can go with the bohemian or mid-century. Like these are the certain type of the art style or art that you could create in. And then you can go with that, because that's what I did. I actually using the technology of the AI art and using the texts and phrases that is generating the recent kind of the art, because these platforms are focusing more on the trending niches, because trending niches are getting the sales every single month. Of course, evergreen is working, but trending, which is something new, which is blending and mixing and creating something new on the platform, that will going to help them bring new sales or bring more people to the platform. That's their target is. There is nothing wrong with making a watercolor art or something like that, but when you can mix the two or three different niches together, or going for a trending stuffs, and then you're creating something beautiful out of it, then it will likely going to increase your chances to get a shop approval. Because no one's looking at your portfolio like that only. They are looking at your portfolio and seeing whether your designs or whether your work is fitable for the platform or not. Because if they see that your work is kind of like a reputable and all the other artists are doing it, you're not doing something new, it's just the same old stuff, then it would be a little bit harder to get a shop approval. But if your work is a little bit unique, okay, it need not to be something reinventing the wheel, but it can be something literally unique, like you are mixing the watercolor with the sparkle or watercolor with the retro or something like that, and this is something unique about your own art style, then it will likely going to increase your chances to get a shop approval. Okay, just do the research on Etsy, Amazon, or even on the Zazzle and see what's popular, what's trending, and what you can do. Okay, I'm not telling you to change your art style just for getting an approval on CreaFabrica, but you can mix the different niches together if you're interested in that, because they're gonna look at your design and see whether your designs can serve their marketplace or not, whether your designs can actually bring more people on the platform or not. That's what they are looking at. But if you're creating the random old designs that are just selling already on the platform, then why they're gonna approve you? Makes sense, right? So these are the some tips that you can incorporate for getting a shop approval on CreaFabrica, and that's my experience. Now I'm actually uploading the AI art on this particular new shop because that's what my focus of starting with this new shop on CreaFabrica. So that's my experience, and these are my tips. For the next time, guys, take care. Bye, guys.